Yeah.
Wow, this is sour.
Fondue. Fondon't.
Fondue. Fondon't.
Barely knew her.
Don't the do.
This will be a perfect pour.
Hey, it's the Perfect Pour, a craft beer geek podcast of geeking out about craft beer and geeky ways.
Well, I'm leaving.
We're on the fly tonight.
Well, I
check,
came in.
Check and check.
Yes, you came into the wrong classroom if you were expecting maybe a podcast about Game of Thrones or something.
I'm just going to go pass out on that futon behind us.
Yeah. I am Mikey.
Hey, I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And with us again, one of our favorites, Dave.
Only because he brings beer.
He paid the toll.
He's our best Patreon subscriber, although all our Patreon subscribers are the best.
Don't make them hate me.
Yeah,
I hate Dave. That guy sucks.
Although Dave does show up with beer, it's all we're saying.
Just kidding.
So we're here again to talk about craft beer. And drink craft beer. Just drink beer.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just so cumbersome to have to always throw in the craft thing. It'd be nice to just be able to say beer, but you can't really just say beer.
No. Don't confuse the two. No.
I've not seen a beer podcast that's like all like bro and like Budweiser connoisseurs and Coors. There's about 80 craft beer podcasts. There's the one that somebody's not doing that one.
Okay. 101s, we're changing formats.
101, we go all Bud, Coors, Miller.
All dad beer all the time.
Low and brow.
We'd have to install belch and fart mics then.
Yep. And we could
get out of this.
We can get all some pissed about some craft beer taking up another door.
My liquor
store lost another door to this craft beer fucking hipster bullshit.
The cases are moving out to the warm area.
I've got less Budweiser. There's only 3 doors of Budweiser now instead of 4. Yeah.
I wanted the 7.5-ounce cans, not the 12-ounce cans.
This is bullshit.
Time to pour one out for the homies.
Freaking hipsters. Yeah.
No. I wanted the aluminum bottles, man.
Man, you guys suck now.
I'm going to feel like I'm at a baseball game.
None of their labels change colors when the beer's cold.
Do your labels even change colors, bro? Do you even change color, bro?
Do you banquet, bro?
Do you ice, bro?
Do you ice, bro? What was the hypercolor shirts from the...
Yes. It would, like, your temperature would change. And
yeah,
change
where's
color.
The craft beer hyper shirt color come shirt on, label? Man.
Until you washed it once.
You wash your shirt. What is this washing...
Well, I hope everyone's caught up, or let's get everyone caught up on the drinking. I hope you're able to drink while listening. If not, then that sucks. Most of my podcast listening isn't while I'm drinking either, so I feel you. We had a St. Archer Coffee Brown, one of Nick the brothers. It's a big one. St. Archer we can't get here.
Yeah,
a regular St. Archer beer that we can't get here, but we get all kinds of other St. Archer now. So
we loved it before we even knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring this, Dave, or
yes,
Matt? Bring
I brought this one.
Nice.
I let Dave show up, so technically I brought it.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
that works.
You're walking home.
Ooh. Won't be the first time.
Chevrolets. Don't
Where did you get this, Dave? Because you're in Fresno. Why do you have it in your possession?
We actually we took a trip up to San Jose for my best friend's birthday, and even though it was for his birthday, I said, you know, I'm going to hijack this trip just a little bit because we're not in Fresno, so I got to look for beer.
Yeah.
And we walked in, and the place had their St. Archer's display, and I was kind of, I know it's a visual or podcast, but I was doing one of the things like, okay, IPA, pale ale.
Holy crap!
So I grabbed it, I took a picture, and I messaged Nick, like, immediately.
Yay. How many do you want? Bottle count.
Right? So I picked up a few of them, and here we are.
Yay. San Jose comes
made it back safely.
Damn it.
Like so a bypass.
I think I got three taser glasses. I might have drank the most of it.
I think you did. What an asshole. Created a monster.
Oh, he's getting all the coffee in 2015.
Yeah, he's going to go to Russian River and go, can you put some coffee in the Pliny?
Have you ever tried putting coffee in Pliny? Yeah. Better be good.
It's pretty good.
Wow. It's my idea. You can have it.
My God, these fries are delicious.
Also from Southgate Brewing of Oakhurst, California.
Yeah.
Their porter. I went through there a few days ago.
Jerk.
Brought a growler of porter back. And there, is it gone? It's probably all gone.
A wee bit.
There's a little
tannins are warming.
Yeah,
getting all expandy.
I don't know if this is new. The only check-in they have is called a Deadwood Porter. Is that something?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, number 33 Deadwood Porter.
Yeah, I looked for that too. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, 33. So hopefully, we're drinking the Deadwood.
And then we have one called Saint Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Selkirk Abbey Brewing Company, St. Augustine, Rye Saison Ale. And this was from our friend...
Stan.
Northwest
Bearded Brewer.
Northwest Bearded Brewer. Who brought some beers down to the beer garden in downtown Fresno.
The beer garden.
So, what do you think of this? This St. Augustine... I know it's aged in barrels. Come on, barrels, aged in barrels, all the rage.
It's there's the a nose lot.
Has a slight sour hint to it, but the
yeah, I thought it when the I was
tongue is very warm.
It confused me because of that. I thought it was gonna be sour, and I was preparing for sour, and it hit my tongue. I'm like, oh, this is not sour.
Not sour. Very not cold.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah,
sweet. There's. Kolsch.
Yeah, you're ready for a sour, and then nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Well, see, I went into this beer expecting rye more than saison. Saisons are kind of like kind of funky, almost can be just like a wheat beer. They don't have to be sour or anything like that, but the rye malts. Like, if you've had a rye beer or a rye IPA, the rye stands out. It is just different. And I think this is a good balance,
everybody
in my opinion.
Everybody on the rye. Please stand.
So, that Bearded Brewer likes it.
Very traditional looking label.
I went for a second.
Yeah, very European esque label.
Would be easily confused for not.
Yeah, I would. An American I would just beer. Think it's a European beer and would look give it a second look.
Yep. See you There's later.
Definitely a lack of carbonation to it too. And I don't know if that's a what kind of. What that means, really, but it's not
that being
it's
a saison guy. I don't know. Does that mean anything?
The tagline says, "Listen closely. It seems to say I belong here," and we agree.
Put me in your belly.
They kind of just basically said, "Let the beer do the talking." It's all about yeast and rye and saison-y beautifulness.
You can't figure this out. You're dumb.
You're dumb. All right, so that is we are caught up on our drinking. Now we are in real time, and I guess we could open up a new one, or we could just do something else, man.
We have options.
So nobody wants to pop that.
Okay,
no,
good. I'll put my phone down.
I'll make Matt put his phone down.
Must do work,
and he's got to do work.
Who does number two work for?
Hey, I was going to ask you, Matt, actually.
I love gold!
Oh. A little premature, I'm sorry.
You knew it was coming anyway.
Yeah, come on. Like to throw everyone off with that sound. Well, Roger doesn't like it.
Ooh.
Happy New Year!
Roger Gunn.
Good pop to it.
Roger Gudge.
Roger Gudge.
Is that zip tie just so it doesn't pop open?
The old dead 60 guys.
Is that the whole point of that?
Well, technically, it's a way to seal it.
Hmm.
If there's a way to seal bottled beer.
Yeah.
Was beer offered to not play that anymore? Was that the preposition?
What was that?
Didn't he offer a beer to not play that anymore?
Yes. He said, I'll give you some beer if you just don't do the I love gold anymore.
He said, no, thank you.
Come on.
Whoa.
Man.
This is going to be... Wow. It's clear, so it must be filtered.
We got a whoa and a wow so far.
Just I don't want the nose on
it.
Yeah.
The wait till you smell the nose on it. You'll think somebody else is here with us.
You'll smell the nose.
You'll think Bells is hanging around the room.
Hey, you got it.
What are you talking about?
Damn.
I just said Bells has a smell to him, that's all.
That's awesome.
Smells of shawarma.
In every
I like
way.
How Mikey's just going into it. He's like, it's a double IPA, I swear.
Wow. Yeah. It's danky.
Tzatziki sauce. Oh, wheat, is there
wheat,
a tzatziki
wheat double IPA, 8.2%.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just, I can't go there with you.
From I and I Brewing.
Never heard of them.
Chino, California, I'm told.
Chino.
Brought to you by our good friend Irv Hernandez.
Irv Hernandez, I see him on Untapped. Thanks, Irv. Quite a bit.
Or some people call him Smoking the Irv.
Nice. Really?
Is he on that Central California Craft Beer
he is.
Lovers page?
He's one of the 50 that actually posts.
Yeah, one of the guys.
He is a frequent poster and very into
Dave
the craft
is obviously
beer.
A reader of the page.
All right.
Man, there's a funk going on in here.
It is funky, man.
Get down with the funk.
Damn.
Whoa, man.
Mm.
It's so funky. It's just
Mikey
tricking.
Is
it's,
checking the.
It's almost scaring me.
He's checking the card catalog, see what that, he could pull out of it.
That is funkier and dankier than what's the modern times? That's Fortunate Islands, isn't that their wheat? Because they have hoppy tropical wheat. This is probably...
Hoppy tropical
wheat. Yeah, because Loma Land is the Saison.
Loma Land is Saison. Yeah, so yeah. Fortunate Islands. This is probably the hoppiest wheat beer I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And I like it.
See, it doesn't drink like a wheat beer to me at all.
It's just throwing me off, really.
Well, Sierra Nevada has Old Chico, which is a crystal wheat, which I guess that's... what it could be. It's crystal clear and it could be a wheat or wheat beer still.
It's another one that pulls a fast one on you. It's like fruity pebbles on the nose, but it's really dry and weedy.
Yeah, that's
the,
what it's just
tongue.
Like. The nose is so different from the taste. It's like, I don't know what to do with it.
Conflicting
I guess keep
senses.
Drinking it. Would be the thing
my
to do.
My brain hurts.
So was there any culture going on you guys are thinking about remembering to talk about in the, this past week?
Beer Brewers digging.
Well, I know they had a Suds in the City meeting, so that's still headed on its way. And then, so...
There's discussion about Fresno's Craft Beer Week.
Yes, so... They were taking a lot of information from breweries, and people were saying if you weed out some of the bigger breweries that are distributed in every city possible and it's available all year, all the time, if you stop inviting those people, some of the cooler, craftier places mm-hmm, will show mm-hmm. up. As well as they've contacted each brewery that has signed up for this year and said, we understand there's only two beers that you're bringing. Can you make one of them your entry level, and can you make one of them a special one-off or something that doesn't come to Fresno, something like that? So that way we don't get the Stone Booth with just a, you know, Bud Light tent, and they just have... You know, it's pretty much self-serve with pale and...
That's definitely a problem we've had around here past few years. Our festivals, a lot of the standard brewers just bring stuff we all have had before and nothing really exciting.
So they've got a commitment from all the breweries that there'll be a one-off and a regular tap there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's so good that's news.
That's awesome.
It'll hurt some feelings in the beginning because, I mean, the price might ink up a little bit or people might be expecting those bigger domestic things or macros, but...
The times are changing.
Times are changing. Yeah, it's not just simply a fundraiser anymore. It's an actual enthusiast event.
Yes.
And that's the way they're trying to look at it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Let's see. I wish I could remember the name, but I heard Bakersfield is getting another brewery.
Whoa. Another one?
Mm-hmm. So I know Lengthwise just came to town, but I heard Bakersfield is getting another one.
A brewery or a brew pub?
I'm not sure. It was somebody briefly squeaked it by me in the meeting. They're like, oh, yeah, and Bakersfield's a new blah, blah, blah is committed to showing up to, you know, to Suds in the City. Cool. And I was like, all right, cool. So, and then locally we have, you know, Black Ops, Pendragon, mm-hmm. Tioga,
and Full Circle. Mad Duck.
And I would imagine Mad Duck might have something ready by then.
Not much news on them. The theater opened up over the weekend. Yeah,
theater there. Reggie 559, listener. Uh-oh. He actually talked to a guy that knows something and says they're going to have 6 to 8 of their own beers on tap.
Nice.
1,200 square foot brewery operation with 6 to 8 of their own beers on tap.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Wait, did you say 6-8?
6-8.
Okay.
68 beers. I was like,
we have 7,000 square feet and we barely can do like 15, 20 beers at a given time.
And there's going to be a hotel going in there too in that same
place. Wow, that's a lot. Because that's a huge ass building. Mm-hmm. That they're going into. I didn't know that they were only doing 1,200 square feet of it.
I guess for the brewery operation.
I mean, it works. I mean, you can get about, like they're saying, 6 to 8 beers at any given time, but.
Those hand gestures meant nothing to me.
He said 1,200 square feet.
I heard big pancake.
He said 1,200 square feet. I was looking around trying to imagine 1,200 square feet.
It's like imagine a 40s house that's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thanks for that.
I got it. Oh, you mean my old house?
Not my current house.
Yeah. that wasn't directed at you, but yeah.
You looked right at him.
It's okay.
Laundry room and living room not included.
Garage and driveway not included.
Yeah. But I mean, if you go to Southgate,
so 4 Volkswagens is what he's saying.
They probably have like
four Volkswagens wide. Sorry.
Southgate probably has like a 300 square foot brewery because the rest of it has to be tap room.
Okay.
Because they're just in a little L shape. They have a 10 barrel brew system, fermenters on wheels, and they kind of just, you know.
It's an old oil change place. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, having a brewery in your, you know, a freaking oil change place.
What if they have a pit?
Oh, I think they must have cemented it over because I didn't.
That's where you put all the bodies.
Yes.
And that secret downtown car, Fresno downtown car that you guys told me about once.
James Dean.
Everybody that gave
James Dean car is buried in downtown Fresno.
His car is.
Anybody that gave them a 2.5 or lower on Untappd is now in that pit.
Mm-hmm. Come and step into my cellar.
That's where they buried all the Marmadukes.
Marmadukes.
What? Yeah. See, you don't even know what it is because they're all buried in that pit.
Yeah, lost me. Marmaduce?
I keep thinking comic strip dog. That's all I'm thinking of.
That's a night after too much whiskey.
All right. Nick,
hello. Is
there any other culture stuff going on?
Okay, we're not going to make our wish list for Craft Beer Week. How about... if 1 week is not enough for you,
multiple weeks.
How about multiple weeks in San Diego with Society Brewing Company as they celebrate their 3rd anniversary of successful operation in San Diego, California? There you go, Mike Sardina. I'm reading your press release right now.
I do enjoy that Society Brewing Company in San Diego, California.
So June 12th through July 3rd. One day short of America Day, Society will be celebrating with, what does this say? It just says, we'll celebrate 3.
Well, that'd be 3rd year, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Well, see, the way I take it is they're going to take it up to the 3rd because they'll run out of beer by then. So then
they're going to have to shut down and go home.
Then they're just going to have to go to O'Sullivan's pub next door and just blow shit up, right?
So they'll be...
O'Brien's. Maybe it's O'Brien's. I can't remember. It's one of those O's.
Can't remember.
What? What?
Huh?
I'm. Oh, why'd you have to put those two on the table, Mikey?
Because they're bare.
I can't see what they are. They're backwards.
Well, we got.
Start working on that one.
Oh, I recognize that one.
Start working on that one, Matt. Yeah, somebody start peeling it.
Okay. Any more from that press release?
Yeah, so they're doing commemorative glassware,
ooh,
and you get deals on pours if you buy the glass. The glass will be $10. They will be doing food pairings with Society beers from a Chef Adam Doyle from the Monk's Kettle in San Francisco. So June 12th through July 3rd down in San Diego, 3 weeks for their third year anniversary. Thanks to Mike for letting us know about this. Hopefully we can make it one
somebody
of these
can
years.
Do it.
Yeah, hopefully somebody can do it.
Ready for this?
Mm. Oh. Pump.
Wait, and then this part too.
I love gold!
Oh, you know what that means.
There it is.
New beer entering the show. What do we got here, Dave?
We have from Humboldt Brewing Company. It is the 500 BC Double IPA.
Got a big-ass redwood on the label.
It is.
It's a cool, nice-looking label.
This is one that I actually picked up also when we were up in San Jose because I thought, when in Rome, you know, buy something from Rome. So we bought this because it was, you know, a northern beer, so I don't want to come home with stuff we could buy in Fresno. Oh, yeah.
No.
That's always the bitch, terrible. Though. You buy something, you're like, oh, cool, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy this, and then you get home, and there it is the next day.
Well, that's one of the things, walking around, I'm looking, okay, well,
guarantee.
Now we have St. Archer's, and did you get some? Now we have, what was the other one I was looking at? I mean, there was St. Archer, there was, I don't remember what it was. There's like two or three different breweries. I'm like, oh, we have those at home now. I don't have to buy those. I can get them at home.
I don't buy that anymore.
With the exception of the coffee brown, obviously, from St. Archer. But I mean, we have these breweries now. It was actually, and it was. I was kind of torn because it was kind of a good thing to walk around in a bigger area and go, wait, we have these at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What am I going to buy that we don't have? It's kind of hard to find something now. So I liked that part of it.
How far we've come.
Mm-hmm. To Double IPA 8.3. Don't see the IBU, or wait, I think they have a meter on here, don't they? No, never mind.
I like their bottle cap.
Humboldt's been around.
Just for the cap.
Humboldt's the one with the little hummingbird. Yeah. Is their mascot, basically. Been around since 87, Humboldt has been. Damn,
you know what?
Dude.
It's almost like it was it almost looks like it was something that St. Archer... You see that?
Mm-hmm.
If you compare the St. Archer bottle cap to the Humboldt Brewing bottle cap, there's some similarity.
We're either drunk or it's true.
I'm not saying conspiracy, but look out, St. Archer's.
Maybe it's the same guy.
It's real reddish. It's got a reddish hue.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's very Humboldt.
No.
Did you not get any of your own beer?
I didn't get any of the damn beer. Damn.
Hmm. See, it's tasting like a red IPA for me.
You know, and I have to give props to my wife, Amanda, because as we were looking, she's the one that found the bottle and said, how about this? So,
good job, Amanda.
Good job, Amanda.
I've been wanting to have this one. Just a label. This would have been a label buy for me if it was around. You can hear the excitement this beer is generating.
Wow, that is really not that strong.
It's easy drinking.
It's
double.
Very, yeah, exactly.
Not oxidized.
It's not hoppy.
It's not oxidized. There is a bit of bittering hop on the tongue, but there's no real hop aroma or hop flavor.
I take it back, Amanda. I chose this beer. It was all me. Sorry, honey.
Damn. I've had worse beers.
The ladies know how to pick a beer
by
the label.
This is not bad.
I will admit that.
I think for a double, it's not bad. Mm. Definitely not something I would...
It's red and malty. That's crazy. Yeah. It's a double.
But it could be something that we need to try again.
I think it, like, yeah, it should be classified as a red than a... regular double IPA.
And it doesn't have any kind of description or anything either. Maybe the red wood on the label is kind of...
that's their way of saying... They're like, look, giving you a little hint. You know what this is, bro. Come on, man. All right, well, I think that's enough culture this week, eh?
That's quite enough of the culture.
How about some voicemails? 559-492-0542 is our voicemail line. We like to hear from everybody, listeners and fellow beer podcasters alike. And this one is from a fellow podcaster, Cody, from the Portland podcast about the Portland Timbros.
Portland Timbros.
Soccer and beer, basically, man. So that's all you need to know. But he sent us a voicemail this week via email, and we are going to listen to it right now, hopefully.
Hey, Perfect Pour Podcast. This is Cody from the Portland Timbros. I haven't finished you guys' No Lie episode yet.
What?
But I heard you guys talking about Belgians and who is in favor of Belgians or where it's coming from. Well, that's been my favorite style for basically ever since I started drinking beer.
No, Cody!
And, well, that and browns. I love me a good solid brown.
Wow.
But I will say...
Solid brown.
I've had quite a bit of Belgians, so I'm probably the one who's floating this market on its own. Frem is a brewery around here, and they strictly make Belgians. Commons is Saisons, and both of those breweries are amazing. But I will say, I absolutely hate Belgian IPAs.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Because
I don't really like IPAs in the first place.
Oh, that's awesome.
In that, in the Northwest.
Just lost Mikey.
Is almost blasphemous, but I just don't like IPAs very much. If I do drink them, they have to be very malt forward as well.
And you might like this Humboldt.
There's something with, like, I think the Belgian yeast strain that just doesn't agree with, like, overly hopped beers. And it seems like that's what everybody's trying to do up here. It's like, who can make the hoppiest fucking beer imaginable? And it's so irritating. But... anyway, yeah, that's the end of my little semi-rant, but I am waving the flag for Belgians. Excuse that car that went by.
Wow.
And I will talk to you guys later. Adios.
Thanks, Cody.
I want to think he was on his bike.
He was taking a nice walk.
Yeah, it sounded like he was hiking.
That was awesome. It sounded good, though. For Portland Timbros, if you want to check out their podcast. Impressive. I think it sounded like he was walking. So there are Belgian people out there, apparently. Cody is one. I didn't mean to upset Cody. I apologize. But I was, like, ranting, like, why do they even make Belgian style beer? We're not in Belgium.
But that's your whole argument?
Yep. We're not in Belgium. We beat them in the war, didn't we? I gotta drink their beer?
I have no response to that.
No words. Death of high quality 820.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Podcast, where there is a lot of dead air on this show. Yeah. Brought to you by the Dead Air Podcast.
Wow. Yeah. As the bearded brewer is on his phone and writing notes down.
It'd be awesome if you edit out every bit of dead air.
Thank you, and take it away, Mikey.
All right, thanks, Bearded Brewer. Again, we do have a voicemail line. It's 559-492-0542. And
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, dogs.
Angry Dog Podcast.
It is now cricket dog season, where the door has to stay open so we do not sweat into puddles.
Yeah. That dog said, "Fuck it, you! I'm hot. Belgian too."
But that was it. I'm just kind of shocked. I'm sorry. I'm just throwing off that. I don't know. It's like the voicemail not working because I can't believe there isn't a Scotty B voicemail.
There has to be. I even told him today. Like, I talked to him today and said,
he hates us.
Our Google voicemail
You know what? I think we should call Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Just put him on and say,
tell him what we're doing.
Hey, Scotty, you're on the podcast.
We're podcasting.
Can't talk now. I'm driving.
So I don't know.
Wait, I'll call back. Don't answer.
It could be just our voicemail is not working, but I'm just so shocked that there isn't a Scotty B voicemail. Wow. But if
I am texting him right this minute.
I'm so put off right now. I think I want to just not do the show anymore. Guys, can you hear me? I'm not podcasting.
He broke his own
streak.
Wow. Okay. This is what it was like when Letterman's last episode.
Oh, keep it together.
When the Foo Fighters are playing that song.
I never got to see that because I had to go to YouTube afterwards.
Did you actually see it at least?
Because I went home. I think it was like after work, and so I started watching it.
It was just going.
It was like end of recording, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yep, before Foo Fighters. I was smart enough to record the show after it because I knew it might go long.
I was watching, I was looking at Twitter, and actually it was one of the news guys on CBS tweeted, the show's running long, it's going to be about 12:55, adjust your DVR. So I adjusted that next late show too, and watched the end of it. So,
but just to stop beer drink talk for a moment, but like, Everlong is to me like one of the most dramatic rock songs there are. It's like very film-esque, like very like it kind of puts you in your own head kind of song. And to team that with David Letterman clips from freaking 35 years of David Letterman, which I've watched every year of it. And like that got me. I started bawling about a minute in. I was just like, "This is just too much." Foo Fighters are playing this song, and I'm seeing like Letterman stuff I've forgotten about 20 years ago coming. Yeah,
that's true.
And just like Larry Bud Millman, I was like, "Oh, I couldn't handle it." But oh well, Letterman's gone now. So
I think one of the best things about that was him talking to the kids. Always talking.
Oh, that kid's clip was just hilarious. I mean,
yeah,
it's busting up at that. So anyway, that was voicemails. Are 559-492-0542. Please call us with voicemails. Now it's time for time for tap takeover, but I don't have any. I don't have a tap takeover this week. Was there something you guys noticed as far as a brewery or a bar somewhere that had a lot of taps? You even noticed? No, never mind. Don't worry about it. We'll do it next week. There was a new segment we started last week.
Right? Oh, now's a fine time.
Yeah, never mind. But
I had a shower beer.
Wow. All right. Let's do Dave's been conjuring.
We don't need a towel bar takeover.
It was the soap dish.
Dave, you and Beardy have been... A lot of shower beer, figuring out how to do a shower beer shelf.
Okay, I'm glad you went there.
A lot of talk. Yeah, you guys have been doing a lot of showers with your beers, talking.
There's just so many things wrong.
Having the bro off in your shower. Where do you think I should put this shelf for my beer, bro? I don't know, bro. Can you get me right there in the back? Yeah, bro.
Dude, wow. I can't believe that just happened.
Oh, yeah. No, things like that happen.
What have you been drinking, Dave?
I'm really thankful I get to go first because I get to jump in front of Matt.
That guy. Because it's fine. I didn't reference any of those beers anyways.
Awesome. Okay. So I jumped on the Mother Earth train once it hit Fresno, and I was really happy about
hell
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm behind.
I picked up a six-pack of their Buku IPA.
Oh, my God.
Buku. That Buku. Was... gorgeous.
If you want an IPA that you will love, Mikey.
Really? You think I would like that?
Get the Buku.
Ew. Is it tropical or?
For me personally, I got lemon lime like right off the bat. And it's Mosaic and Simcoe hops.
It was
fan effing tastic.
Fan freaking tastic.
Yeah. So I, that six pack is gone. I actually ended up getting, I attribute this to you. Mikey, I picked up the Even Keel six pack.
Yeah.
And I even mentioned this earlier in the week. I literally walked into one of the local liquor stores and I had my hand on a grapefruit. Yeah. And I had my hand on a grapefruit Sculpin six pack and I saw the Even Keel can sitting right next to it. And I literally just couldn't. Go ahead and try that one then.
Whoa.
And I went with that instead. And that was, I loved that one. Heretic chocolate hazelnut porter. Loved that. Shared that with the wife. She
had one of those recently.
Yeah. She loved that. And then I actually went with Matt to Peeves and had the Mount Whitney XPA with a tangerine. That they had on the firkin.
Tangerine, eh? Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
What, on Firkin?
Mm-hmm. Firkin crazy. Firkin Mondays.
I don't think a pail works on Firkin to me. It doesn't sound like it would work.
It was low carbonated like Firkins were, but it was unfiltered, nasty mess of a beer, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. Hmm. You could not see anything through that glass at all. You looked at beer, and all you saw was beer. Had a Lupulin River.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you got a Lupulin liver, I'll bet.
And then on our way home, I had the Valencia Gold from Almanac, and that was good. I liked it. It was very light, very refreshing. It was a decent beer, and that pretty much sums up my little bit of drinking that I've done lately. So
a wee bit,
wee bit,
a wee bit of drinking. Mm-hmm. Dick, what you've been cold drinking?
I went to the Yard House.
Oh, dun, 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 dun. All right. Now we know. Did you get the Alpine?
I finally had a duet.
Yeah, from Alpine. They finally had it.
And same thing.
Had it.
Do you have Alpine duet? First, she had to realize that was a beer. That's a beer.
She was like, "Yeah, I think."
Okay, let me check.
They told me about that.
And she went away for a very long time. And I was like, "Shit, they don't have it."
I'm fucked. Okay, calm down, honey. I'm fucked, honey. This is the second time.
It's over. Let's just go. Yeah. Leave a couple dollars for the water. Let's go. And she came back, and they had it.
Nice.
And
did you? Because when I half didn't trust. I gave him a little side look like, is this really the Alpine, bro, or did you just bring me something else?
I don't think I've ever had anything else like it.
Yeah.
It was that good.
It was a house brew.
It was probably the house IPA.
Just give him the house IPA. They won't know.
It's like a placebo.
This has to be it.
She disappeared and came back, did she come back with the beer, or did she just come back and say, yeah, we have it?
No, she came back and said, yeah, we have it.
Yeah, she didn't know right off the top of her head.
But that's the thing, though. If you could have just said, I'll have the duet if you have it here.
No.
They come back with the beer versus them coming back and saying, oh, yeah, I'll put that order in for you. And then you wait another 5 minutes.
Mm. Yes. No, because I had a specific size in mind, and she was just going to bring me a pint. I was like, no, I just want the shorty because I'm going to drink a couple of these. And a couple of different beers that day. But I wanted to at least try the Alpine. And then I had the Almanac IPA to follow up.
It's a solid IPA.
It was good. Yeah, it was. Not quite what Alpine had going for it, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the one in the big fancy green label in the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the red label is the Golden Gate Ghosts. And then the green label is the IPA.
IPA.
It's a good beer.
I'll take the IPA.
I can never read their labels. They really irritate the shit out of me.
Scrolly. It's just
a bunch of scriggly fucking lines on their labels.
Scrolly squiggles.
You sons of
there
bitches.
There used to be one on the beer
sons
wall.
Sons of bitches. All right, well.
They're son of a beach.
I have, I went... Bells went to this teppanyaki place on Willow and Herndon before. He's like, oh, they've got a lot of good beer.
Kunisama.
He's like, oh, they got a lot of good beer there. I was like, yeah, really? Never knowing, you ever hear Japanese places just don't have good freaking crap beer. And I'm like, okay, sure. He's like, oh, they had Japanese IPA there. Like, no, they didn't. You're just bullshitting me. He's like, all right, don't believe me. I don't care. Like, I'm like, no, they don't have it. So we went there and with Bell's and little family thing. And sure enough, there's Japanese IPA.
Holy shit.
There was a Japanese IPA there. There was two different ones. And one was the one, you know, the one with the owl or whatever is that brewery. It's got like an owl. And
I've seen the label you're talking about. Yeah, it's a real psychedelic looking owl on it.
Yeah, that one. They had that one. And then there was
the Hitachino.
Yeah. Is that? That doesn't sound right.
Hit the who? No?
Hitachino. They do the Nespresso espresso style.
Maybe it is right. Okay. But they had a bunch of from them. From that one. And then they had this one called, because I was just kind of looking on Rate Beer, like how was it rated, trying to decide. Because Bell said, like, oh, it wasn't very good. Well, I was like, fuck, I got to try a Japanese IPA. And there was one called Ozeno Yukidoki.
Yukidoki.
Ozeno Yukidoki.
Yuzidoki.
IPA. And from Ryan Shuzo. Raijin Suzo Company.
Now you're just making it up.
And it was rated a 4 out of 5 stars on Untappd. So I'm like, all right, that's the one I'm having. And it was a nice beer. It was a nice, I had a Japanese IPA. It was not hoppy, as you would expect. I was not expecting it to be hoppy, and it wasn't. But it was still like a nice, if you would have told me it was, if you would have just said nothing and just said, here, have this beer, I would not have said, oh, this is an IPA, but it was still a good beer, and I enjoyed it, and just having it in Fresno, something, a Japanese IPA in Fresno, it was kind of cool, so I just respected for that, and they've got a decent little bar there. You don't have to go for teppanyaki.
Yeah.
You can just go there and drink and watch, you know, watch Fresno State game or something, so I would recommend going to, it would be the southwest corner of Willow. It's where the little Walmart market is. It's right in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're there at Willow and Herndon in Fresno area, I would stop there and have a beer, because they do have other beers too. So, like I had a grapefruit sculpin with my teppanyaki too, with that one. So it was nice to have that. Like, because Yoshino's here and Edoya, they don't have that stuff.
Yeah. They got karate punches.
Yeah.
Orion.
And I also went up to the Yosemite this weekend. And
nice.
One of the most beautiful places in the world. And stayed at the Awani, the world famous Awani Hotel in the valley. And they have Awani has a really nice restaurant and then a bar. They also have a little bar there. And they only have like about 4 taps. And there was nothing terribly interesting on tap, but they all have the Yosemite inspired beers, and of course they had Taiyuk Sequoia Half Dome.
Yeah,
because nice. Half Dome, you're right at the base of Half Dome. You can look at Half Dome if you look at the right spot. And I didn't have that because I don't like wheat beer, but
but it was there.
Yeah, it was there. And they also had a Tuolumne Meadows IPA from Mammoth Brewing.
Oh yeah,
Tuolumne Meadows is in Yosemite, so it's named after a Yosemite place
from Mammoth.
I had that, yeah, but it was Mammoth, and it's not one that comes to our Vaughn, because the Vaughn's carries Mammoth here, but the Tuolumne Meadows they don't have, even though they do bottle it.
I had the Double Nut Brown over the weekend.
Oh yeah, Mammoth. That's good. Becky likes that one.
Yeah.
So I had that one. Was a nice IPA. Wasn't terribly hoppy or anything like that, but it was still good.
Awesome.
I love gold.
I got excited and then I got sad because it's not the 1050.
It's coming.
And I also then when leaving, and they also in the market there, they've got a door. If you look on our Instagram, Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram, there's a door porn pic of, they have a couple doors there of their market there in the valley. At Yosemite Valley, there's a market there. If you go to Yosemite, you know what I'm talking about. But, and they have, I guess they used to not really be very good on craft beer. And they do have a couple doors. They have a few Tioga's in there.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
They got St. Archer in there.
The mountain towns are starting to gain drowned in the craft.
And they had a mammoth in there. So mammoth is pretty big there in Yosemite Valley. So
yeah,
if you like mammoth brewing,
the foothills are catching.
You're gonna do all right.
They're getting our leftovers.
Yep. And now going around the table as we take a break from that.
Whoa.
It is a Destil Brewery, D-E-S-T-I-H-L Brewery.
Distill.
Wild's Distill. Oh, thank you. Sometimes you expose yourself as being an idiot on this show. I do it all the time, every week. Wild Sour Series, it's a Flanders Red.
Oh, it is.
It is sour.
The smell follows the taste.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, that'll clean you out.
This does not smell like a sour and tastes like a stout. That's for sure.
This is almost what I was. This is a from that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then yeah.
This is a listener beer. Mm-hmm. This is, I believe, the one from Beer with Friends podcast in that package.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Beer with Friends podcast, which
from Bloomington.
You will get a return package at some point. Yay. We're going to figure that out.
Bloomington, Illinois.
Maybe.
I think it's distilled.
did I read that right? IBUs, 15.
Mm.
There is no bitters.
There's nothing.
That's a pucker.
What about IPUs?
I'm going to go outside. I'll let you know in a minute.
that is a pucker, but it's not like it's not overpowering. Is no.
It's not like the
I think the aroma is more sour than the.
It starts going sour, but then it kind of gets a malt and it kind of tapers off. It doesn't make your...
Oh, yeah, it drops off.
Doesn't make the corner of your jaws get all scrunched up.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's actually a nice sour.
Can I read this?
What?
Do it.
May I?
Yeah, I said
Mikey said, I just had a nice sour.
You're not supposed to be listening to that.
Editing. Flanders Red is an acidic sour ale with an initial impression of tart cherries and sour candy that dissipates into a complex palate displaying both a sharp lactic sourness with a backbone of caramel and biscuit malt profiles and minimal hop character.
Mm-hmm.
The dry wine-like finish accentuates the complex malt profile and bright fruit notes showcasing this brilliant red-colored interpretation of a Belgian-style Flanders. Wow. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
That's interesting. I drank it already.
there's more.
Well, just to continue on the Bincott drinking, and then going down from coming down from Yosemite, if you're Fresno or wherever, if you're the LA, if you're from the north, you're going to come a different way, but from the south, you're going to go up 41, and you come down 41, you're going to go through Oakhurst, and right there is Southgate Brewing. We talked to them earlier. We have some Southgate Growler there, and producer Becky and I stopped in there, had some lunch, and had couple Southgate beers and had that Glacier Point pale, really nice pale. And they also have a few beers on tap that aren't their beers. And they had the Carl Strauss Mosaics Session Ale on tap.
Nice.
First time I had it on tap, it was better than what we had here, the bottles. I enjoyed it much better. Much the better. I don't know if it was a different batch or what, but it was just because it was on tap, but
does Carl Strauss do cans?
It was interestingly better.
I don't think so.
And when I was noticed, if you've ever been to Southgate, like they have the main area where the bar is, and then they have another little section you can go back into. Mm-hmm. That's where the brewing, where the kettles are, where the bright tanks are, and you can. They have it set up to where you sit and just look directly into the fermenters. And like there was like these kids all set up looking into it, and like there's two dudes. I don't know any of the Southgate guys personally, but like there's two dudes in the brewery like working, and like they're like 5 inches away from these kids, just like staring them down. They're all just like, let's just keep looking at them, and they're just like they have to just try to ignore. Like, can you imagine that? And your job, you're just your glass. They're just kids looking at you 5 inches away and through the glass, just watching you, watching every little thing you're doing. And they just have to pretend that they're not there because they were totally just obviously just like in trying to be in their grill, and they're just trying to just ignore them and try to do their work, and like they're writing on notepads and doing, you know, brr type shit.
You almost want to go like monkey in the zoo and just go crazy and start throwing shit at him and screaming. Oh,
that's the way. Yeah, that's the way it is at Southgate. You can just bang on there and like, so that just trips me out. On some of the, there's a lot of those now where the tap rooms are like basically inside where the fermenters are, and you're you're working around people that are in your tap room, and you just got to sit there and work as people are drinking and watching you. Well, yeah, keep working, bro. Enjoying your beer.
It's awesome.
And then just to finish it off, also, Bell's, when we did a Dorktown, brought over a growler of Lancelot IPA from House of Pendragon.
Oh, shit.
That was, of course, lovely. And then I've had a couple of the Lengthwise beers. Bakersfield Lengthwise is blown through town. So I had a cyber beer bully, and the Citra Simcoe Centennial one from Lengthwise. So they're not bad beers. So Bakersfield doing okay with the Lengthwise.
Not bad Lengthwise beers.
Bearded Brewer.
Yes.
What you've been drinking?
Hello.
I'll have potent potables for 500, Bob.
Suck it, Trebek.
I made it out to Peeves Public House on Monday via Dave, and I did also have the Mount Whitney with Tangerine, of course, and then from them I also had the Marzen from Sudworks. A very beautiful beer, went well. Tuesday I made it out to Spokeasy of all places. So I drank a Falco IPA there from Evil Twin. From Stillwater Brewing, I had Brontide, which is their black ale. So black ale, you can picture 1554, a lot like that in characteristic. It was a very beautiful beer and a free beer, thanks to Byron. I made a pilgrimage over to a different Save Mart, to Ashland West, because they have the new Belgium Folly Pack in cans.
Ah.
And so I was sipping on Sunday night. I was sipping on a Fat Tire. I had the Ranger IPA and the Slow Ride from that pack. And those were all very beautiful and well represented. And I rounded it out with a Grapefruit Sculpin and a Down to Earth, as I'm still working on those six packs.
Sixers.
Yeah, that's funny because you mentioned that because I love Even Keel from Ballast Point, and I'm happy it's in town now. But and the Down to Earth had come to town before the Even Keel, and been enjoying the Down to Earth as well. But I thought of myself as like Even Keel's pretty much up there as top, but I have to say I think I like down 21st Amendment's Down to Earth more than Ballast Point's Even Keel. I think I would choose if I had to choose between the two, I think I'd go Down to Earth.
I think Dave here said he likes Easy Jack over all those.
Oh,
damn!
You still like Easy Jack over those?
Over Down to Earth, I do prefer Easy Jack. If I had to compare it to Even Keel, it'd be really close. I think I need to go through both of those again.
And a couple more, a few more times.
Yeah,
it'd probably help.
Thanks, man.
We were just expressing opinions.
You don't have to be evil.
Wow.
All right. Any beers you guys are looking out for right now?
I'm looking out for my beer mail.
Oh, you got some mail expected? A package expected?
I love gold!
Oh, sorry.
Calm down.
That was from before.
Calm down.
That was the one we missed that one.
Delayed reaction.
I had a little bit of money burning hole in my pocket, and wow. I had a little bit of money burning a hole in my pocket. I can speak.
We've gotten into the first hour of the show. It starts getting a little randy.
And Craft Beer Kings was having a Memorial Day sale where they were taking 10% off.
Uh-oh.
So I made my Modern Times order. I got the usual heavy hitters, the the Blazing World, the Black House, and a Fortunate Island, just to make the $9.99 shipping. And almost bought a Big Wig, but I didn't.
Oh, you, yeah, that was a mistake.
Because now. I picked up the two seasonals from Modern Times. They have They have the special release, it's the coffee stout with the coconut and vanilla bean. Toasted coconut vanilla beans. So
the Monsters Park?
Yeah, I think it's a Monsters Park series.
Oh, okay.
And then I also picked up their what's the other, it's a 22-ounce bottle.
Sure it is.
Oh, I'm choking on this right now. It's
is it one of the City of the?
It's not City of the Sun. It's not City of Those. It's not Better Weather. That's the other one.
Sweater Weather.
It's not Sweater Weather.
Should
Sweater
be.
Bunnies.
Sweater Bunnies.
awesome name for a beer.
Gosh, what's it called?
It's called something.
Mount Remarkable.
Oh, I saw that one.
Which is their hoppy sessionable lager.
Lame.
So. Not fine. I won't bring those on the podcast. Screw you guys.
Tuesdays, Matt.
Stop saying lame. With
you. I got you. Hashtag garage drinking.
Mike, you want open. Open.
Me want opener. Please.
Need tool.
Hey, guess open what? Beer. It's not 10:50.
Damn it. Once again, it's not 10:50. Oh,
that 10:50 kicks in. Is there
a tailgating after the game?
Dave, is there something you're looking out for?
I only have one.
All right.
And it's not even going to come out until June. But I am really, really interested in getting my hands on the Baby Daddy from Speakeasy Brewing.
Wow.
It's their first can, and they're going Session IPA. And I really want to try that. I actually did have a Big Daddy last week in my bin caught drinking also. And I do care for the Big Daddy as far as just a regular old IPA.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be really interested in try that Baby Daddy and see how that goes.
Sesh, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's
tough sesh.
I like those beers. I can have three of them and still not feel like I hate myself in the morning.
Nah.
That is a good thing.
Waste of time.
I love gold.
Oh, new beer.
A new beer.
Noob ear. I forgot to talk about my post-bike ride protein shake.
Uh-oh.
Did it have beer in it?
It did. It was the Mother Earth.
Carry on.
See, you took the Mother Earth train in this episode, so I forgot all about it.
Oh, I'm
sorry. The Pinup Pale Ale
is
freaking delicious.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. See, I never see that pale, the IPA. I always see other, like the vanilla.
Oh, the Cali cream is good. I got Cali one of those cream. Too, but that. Oh,
it's because that bottle good. Of the Pale Ale is very missable because it's just. The color of the label is almost the same color of the damn bottle.
Mm-hmm,
so it's like you don't really see it so much. But
yeah. I got to get a couple of those. I need to try. The new beer from Wallace Brewing, Vindicator IPA.
Wallace Van Born?
Wallace Van Born, one of our favorite bands.
Wallace Van Born.
This was also in our package from Northwest Bearded Brewer. The Northwestern contingent of the Bearded Brewers.
Stan.
Conglomerate.
Otherwise known as Stan.
If you're in the Bearded Brewer Club, you can call him by the first name.
Wow. Not in that club. Ooh, it got an ah.
Sorry, I'm holding up
the line. Come on, hurry up, man.
Three H's from Mikey.
Holding up the line. It's going down.
That's okay.
Left to right of your podcast dial. I've got one. Bearded Brewer's got one. Now Dave has got his. And Nick is trying to clear out a glass so he can drink this new IPA that's we have no idea about.
Let me look at this label for a minute.
Does it say alcohol content on there?
I would not buy this
beer.
It
says yes.
Correct.
Yeah, it would
your
not
alcohol,
be
alcohol. You are correct.
You would not be a label buy.
Not really. It was made in 1910.
The beer? Do you That's even it sell says. It, bro?
I stopped reading a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm not into reading so much.
The label almost looks
7%.
Like it'd be like a. The label looks like it'd be like a. What's that? World Plus.
Yeah,
World Cost Market, Plus. Cost Plus.
Beers of the World.
Yeah. Cost Plus World Market, yeah. Beers of the World label.
Beers of the World. Wallace Van Born Brewing Company. I smell malts.
It's not a bad beer. It's definitely not a California IPA. But it is also not a bad beer. Not heard of this brewer before.
Hmm.
Very local, bro.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I don't want to read off the beer part of it, but just the first part of it. It says, on August 22nd, 1910, Wallace, Idaho was on fire.
Wallace, Idaho.
The local water was polluted with typhoid, so the Wallace mayor issued a proclamation for all saloons to stay open around the clock and forbid the populace to consume anything but beer.
Wow.
Good job.
That sounds magical.
I think we need to light something on fire.
You can only drink beer if you're going to drink anything, because
it's purified.
The water will kill you, but have the beer.
Some things I'm looking out for. From Sudwerk, they've got a citrus goose lager coming out.
Whoa.
That they're putting in bottles. And I think it might be called Farmer's Market, but it's just a citrus goose lager. I believe they're going to Farmer's Market. It's a 5.3, but it's only 11 IBUs, so I'm a little scared. But still, I want to try it. And then there's a one from Birdsong Brewing Company. This is a North Carolina brewer. Jalapeno Pale.
Ooh.
I just sounds interesting. 5.5%, 45 IBUs. I don't know. Jalapeno Pale sounds good. I mean, maybe. And then Ska Brewing's got a session IPA called Rudy. And it's a 4.5, so a brewer I like that's making a session I haven't tried, I want to try that. So,
nice.
Was there the Nick? Was there? Have we missed? We've missed somebody for looking out. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Is everyone, nope. No. All right.
Nope.
You are good.
Good. So, there is an event wise. There, Tioga is going to do some bottle release events here.
What?
What? Tioga Sequoia, Fresno's Tioga Sequoia Brewing in downtown Fresno.
Don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, let's move on then. Never mind. I guess they don't have anything going
Never
on.
Never been there before. What's that place?
They have no beer there.
Zero beer.
Nope.
Is that by the 76 station?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one by the 76 station. Check out that station's doors, man. Not bad. Not too shabby.
They have the best Modelo selection.
Hey, Peter
town.
Man, check out aisle 9.
Chick looks just like Ann.
This chick in aisle 9 looks like Ann. Check her out. Just standing in front of her. Check this out. Look at her. Looks like her, doesn't it? All right, it's time for some cheers.
Cheers.
I'd like to cheers Tom from Hoptologist. Geologist SD. Hoptology SD. HoptologySD.com. Craft beer blogger and part of the podcast team from 3B Zine podcast. So. Cheers to Tom. Cheers to Jordan, weeb, local dude, Jordan.
Heck yeah, Jordan.
He's a big podcast listener of the Dorktown Network of podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, and one of them is the Perfect Four. I imagine you've seen him at the beer garden.
Yeah, because he brings the...
He's a soccer dude.
Yeah, he brings the Fresno Fuego guys through, and he's also the Gooners, so... He is all sports.
Just some of the guys from the Fresno Fuego are our local soccer team here. PDL, I think it's the PDL, is it the league?
I don't know.
Fresno Fuego?
But, I don't do soccer.
They have a support group that shows up at the beer gardens before the games. And
it has sound a like fair a amount support of group. It makes it sound like an AA group that just jumped off the wagon and said, fuck it.
No, they have drums and circles and sacrifices and the normal stuff.
Normal things.
Shit catches on fire.
And then, of course, cheers to all our patrons, like Dave.
Who's that guy?
SD Beer Talk. Beardy and the Beast. Scotty B.
Still upset with that guy.
Mike from Society Brewing. And I think I'm missing one.
Who's Craft?
Who's Craft? Thank you.
Wow.
Who'scraft.com. Who's Kelly from Who'scraft.com. So if you would like to support the Perfect Pour and what we do, if you go to patreon.com/perfectpour, you can see how you can support us and basically buy us a beer every month. So patreon.com/perfectpour, and then you can listen to the behind the scenes of what happens before the podcast, the tailgating.
It's fucking awesome.
Before the cameras are rolling.
It's terrible. There's metal in the background.
Metal.
We're just sitting here going,
A lot of ass scratching.
Yeah. Any cheers you guys have? That was
a beard mic scratch.
On my Untapped, I have two people to cheers. First one is Jeff Ward, or Java Jeff, patron of the beer garden each week. His Windows phone has Untapped now, so he's just like, hey guys, check this out, I'm on Untapped. And I'm like, that's cool.
Here I am. Check it out, he's on Untapped.
He's like, I'm going to check in all these 99s that I drink, and I'm like, that's cool. I'll take it.
Check every single last one of them in.
Yeah.
And then Lynn, also a patron of the beer garden. She's checking in some cool stuff.
She sounds hot.
She
sounds hideous.
Of course.
Well, she's a dude, so.
Whoa.
Sorry, Lynn.
Wow. That's it. Those two people. That's all that matters.
That's all they're the only people that matter.
Nice.
All right. Cheers to Mike, Travis, and Doug from Society Brewing. Cheers to them for 3 years.
Yeah. 3 years of Excellente Brewing.
So don't forget their third year anniversary party shenanigans. 3 weeks, June 12th through July 3rd. The beer dinner is on June 18th. You got to buy tickets to that. So either at the brewery or brown paper tickets. They have commemorative glassware. You get $3 pours if you bring your glass. Check out societybrewing.com/3 for more information.
Hell yeah.
I don't know anybody who has a second or first year anniversary glass, but if you have those, bring those as well for even better deals.
Oh, dang. Check that out.
So thanks, Mike, for giving us the heads up on that. Wish we could make it. And
there you go. Great cheers.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, was there something?
I got cheers. I got a couple. If you don't mind.
No, not at all. We do not mind at all.
One of them is to your Flowing with Famous co-host, Joshua. Oh.
Mr. Teehee.
Literally about an hour before I got here, he started following me on Instagram. I appreciate that. I always like when I get like local people, media people that do that. It's cool.
Local, our music writer for the Fresno Bee, our local paper, and also host of Flowing with Famous.
All right. One is to my wife, Amanda. Cheers to you for being our DD when we do crazy things like this.
Yeah. Finally got to meet Amanda. It was nice.
What? I didn't get... come in here and drink.
You can walk down to the end of the driveway and she'll say hi. Whenever we do our garage drinking or, you know, whenever you guys have me on here, she's always more than willing to drive us around at midnight to take us where we need to go.
She should just start an Uber.
So. No, she tried. And the last one I have is
a very localized Uber.
Seriously, it's you and Matt.
She has three clients.
Extreme rates, whatever they are.
It's the Renteria Express.
Right? I have one more, and that's my nephew Eli. He's actually graduating high school this week.
Nice.
So, he won't get to hear this, but I might play this part back for him. Just, you know, we're proud of him. And
cheers to Eli, future listener of the Perfect Pour.
Wow.
He's only about 4 years away, and he's going to be a total.
Not in this world.
I won't let him drink.
He's probably already heard it.
Yeah. He's in his Coors stage right now of his life. He'll awaken to the craft of his life. All right. Well, thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour, episode 98. Episode 100 is coming. You just wait.
Just wait.
The stuff that we've got.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
dude,
my dude, God. Dude.
I heard there's going to be fireworks.
I'm you wouldn't saying. Even. Oh, you don't even know.
Like a firework.
Wow. Damn it.
Mask cut off.
We stayed 1 minute too long. Damn it. We almost got away with a decent show. Michael, but it's ruined now.
Michael actually have to learn how to edit.
Yeah, right? Damn it.
So episode 98 is going to be fireworks.
All right, thanks for listening. PerfectPourPod.com for everything you need to know.
That's right.
This has been the Perfect Pour. Go enjoy coffee.
Bye-bye.